弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。今天我们要讨论和思想旧约圣经路德记的系列讲章，一个外邦女子的信心道路的第六部分。
Today is our sixth part of the series about Ruth, the wife.
记得路德记二章十八到二十三节，也就是路德随着婆婆拿俄米一起返回伯利恒，第一天到田间捡麦穗，得到意外收获回家之后的一些情景。
So the backdrop of what we just read is the story about Ruth. She came back with Naomi, her mother-in-law, to their hometown Bethlehem. And then this was the first day that she went out to glean, or which means collecting the harvest.
那上周在一个外邦女子的信心道路第五部分中，我们记得路德记二章十到十七节，讨论了在生命的历程中的机缘巧合中，作为一个外邦摩亚女子的年轻寡妇路德，被以波阿斯为代表的以色列人所认同、所接纳的原因是什么？大家还记得吗？
Last week was our part number five, and I don't know how many of you can still recall the reason that Ruth, as a young widow and non-Israel, how come she could be accepted by Israelites, represented by Boaz?
在第二章十一节，就是回答。波阿斯回答说，自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行的，并你离开父母和本地，到素不认识的民中，这些事人全都告诉我了，这就是原因。
And the answer was in that key verse. Boaz replied, I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband. How you left your father and mother and your homeland.And came to live with a people you did not know before.
我们现在看圣经是回头来看当年所发生的事情。
Now we have the benefits of looking back.
那当时路德最终决定跟随婆婆拿俄米，移民到一个既传统保守又极端的排斥外邦人的一个陌生的国度里。
Now we have to put our thinking into the backdrop that it was a very difficult decision for Ruth to make because she decided to follow her mother-in-law to go back to her mother-in-law's hometown that is very hostile to non-Israel.
所以他已经讲了，是一个非常艰难的选择。那我相信在座的许多弟兄姐妹们和朋友们大多都经历过或者正在经历这种移民的生命的过程。
So actually, to most of us, we have experienced this story of being an immigrant, either currently or some years ago.
那作为我们中间许许多多的曾经的移民或现在的移民经历中的人，我们许多时候呢，我们置身在一个艰难困苦的环境中。
We are aliens. We came to this country and we had to face some hardship.
但是呢，我们对我们自己所付出的辛劳，或者是根据我们本心所做出的选择，在旁观者来看，是那样的艰难，那样的艰苦。
To an outsider, they deem us what we did is very challenging.Difficult. And because that was our choice. Sometimes, most of the time, it's our choice. We made a decision to come here, to stay here.
或者说是在旁观者赞叹我们的这种艰难的生活的时候，实际上我们身在其中，我们并不会有多么多么苦的感觉，因为我们想，这就是我们生命经历中的一个片段嘛。
Maybe we ourselves don't feel it's that tough. saw that as a necessary experience in our life.
中国大陆今年有一部春节前上映的贺岁片叫《宝贝，对不起》。
A movie just was shown before Chinese New Year this year called Baby Sorry.
也是他的名字。在公开上映之前，在2014年年底，大概11月份，在洛杉矶举行的中美电影节上，首先获得了最佳影片金天使奖。
And this movie, before it was shown in theaters to the public, it won the 2014 Los Angeles the Chinese and American Movie Festival the Best Film Award, or it's called Golden Angel Award.
那这个影片描述的是大陆和台湾的四个影视明星，他们家庭中被称为“星二代”的一群孩子们。
So this movie was talking about the second generation of four movie stars' family, the children.
把他们放在贵州的山区，一对一的进入一个家庭，和当地的和他们同龄的孩子一起同吃同住同生活了一段时间，大概15天。
So they took four kids whose parents are all movie stars.From Taiwan and China, put them into one of the poorest regions in Guizhou, China, in the mountain area, and let those four kids live with their counterparts, the local people, local children, for about 2 weeks.
我们现在看一个片段。
So let's see a section of that.
收到蒙语。点一下就可以。头疼的，为了不去上学。那我们在影片中看到他旁边那个和这个男孩年龄差不多的，比他大几个月可能的一个8岁的小姐姐。那这个女孩子她的妈妈改嫁了，爸爸身体不好，她每天放学以后要干许多的家务活。
So we saw this 8-year-old girl next to this boy. She was local people. Her mom married another person. Her father did not have good health. And every day after school, she had to do a lot of the chores.
这个女孩子每天放学之后要出去砍猪草、砍柴火，回家做饭、洗衣服、喂猪，还要照顾一个比她年龄还小的弟弟。
So she had to go cut the some sort of grass that can feed the pig. Cut the wood to get warm. Cooking, washing clothing, and feed the pigs. And still need to take care of a younger brother.
他自己平时上学需要走几个小时的山路，
Every day she had to walk several hours to school.
他的背筐里除了书包，还有大概一周的大米，要交给学校统一的做午饭。
In her bag, not only her books, but also a bag of rice that she was supposed to give it to the school for 1 week of lunch.
所以，当他眼前这个营养丰富、养尊处优、长得高高大大、比他还小、比他高出一头多的那个男孩子苦恼的叫苦连天的时候，
So when she saw this boy who is at the same age but much bigger and stronger than her, but he was kicking and shouting.
旁边的小姐姐看着他，脸无表情地说。我们天天都是这样生活的呀。
So she looked at her in a very calm way without any expression on her face, and she might be pondering, this is the way of our life.
那影片中另外一个大约10岁的女孩子，
And there's another girl that was about 10 years old.
爷爷、爸爸重病在身。他的妈妈又有严重的精神疾患。
Her father and grandpa were also very ill, and her mom has psychiatric problems.
他不单要干所有的家务活，还要照顾他的妈妈。
Does she not only have to do the same kind of chores as the previous younger girl? She still needs to take care of her mom.
所以，当我们赞叹山里边这些小小年纪的女孩子们，她们像路德那样有着勇于牺牲的精神、忠诚孝道的德行，当我们赞叹她们的时候，
So when we saw the film, we may admire those girls because they have such a spirit of sacrificing themselves. And they are so faithful in carrying out and taking care of their family.
他们自己可能会觉得不可思议，这就是我们本身的生活。我们可能他们自己感觉不到他们自己有多伟大。
But they themselves may not feel those are any great stuff because this is the way of their life, day in, day out.
那我现在要给大家说给大家，就是这本《路德的故事》这本书的插图的作者。
I want to show you this book about the story of Ruth. And this was a kind of a painting novel.
他是在美国西海岸居住的一个洛杉矶的宗教艺术家。
So this is a person living in Los Angeles, and we can call him John Swanson. He's a religious artist.
他的母亲是来自墨西哥的移民侨民。
His mom came from Mexico and lived in the U.S.
那他说他绘画路德的故事的艺术灵感来自于人类的历世历代的难民。和移民四处迁徙的民族的精神。
So Mr. Swanson said that the inspiration that he got in order to make this book for Ruth came from those migrants in human history. There's so many migrants that move around from one place to another place.
他精心创作的这12幅限量出版的手工绘制的丝网印刷作品。
So he made those 12 paintings using painted by hand and printed from the silk net.
他盼望能够借着他的作品，对当年的路德和拿俄米这两个难民移民的经历的描绘。
So he tried to use those paintings to express the difficulties of those, especially those two immigrants, Ruth and Naomi.
能够展现出他们生命旅途中那些蛮有勇气的、充满着盼望的和坚强不屈的片段。
He tries to bring out those ladies' courage, hope, and persistence.
那我们今天的主题是赋予洞见力的夕阳生命。
So today I use this sermon title, that is the age near sunset, but abounds with insights.
所以从夕阳这个词儿，我们看出来今天的主角应该是拿俄米。
So from sunset, you probably get idea that the focus of the character is Naomi and not Ruth.
那让我们首先从路德记二章十八到十九节前半部分来认识一个大智若愚的拿俄米。
So let's look into chapter 2 verses 18 through 19 to see the wisdom of Naomi.
路德记二章十八到十九节前半部，他就把所拾取的带进城去给婆婆看，又把他吃饱了所剩的给婆婆。婆婆问他说：“你今日在哪里拾取麦穗，在哪里做工呢？愿那顾恤你的得福。”
We have read the first two verses. So I'm not going to repeat.
那大家还记得上周我们在讲到十七节经文的时候，说路德第一天捡的麦穗打了之后有多少大麦，还记得吗
？Anyone recall last week how much? How heavy was?
我今年有一把是多少现在的重量？我们算是大概30磅。那我们可以想象啊，一个女生扛着个30磅的麦子，从田里大老远的回到家中，是一个什么样的感觉
？So it was about 30 pounds today, and you can imagine. How heavy it is for a lady to carry that and walk several miles until home.
Naomi! Naomi! 我回来了 Ruth 不是女人，你回来了，那个快帮我放好了。哎，这个是我今天我吃饱的剩下的烤熟的麦子，吃完饭。什么？你吃饱了，剩下的给我吃。哦，还有你，这个是我今天捡的很多麦子给你。什么？你这里的大麦都是你今天捡的吗？
是，
都是你今天捡的。
是，
我再问你一次，这里的大麦都是你今天捡的。
把吃饱了所剩的给了婆婆。我们看看现在中文译本，他们打好的麦子带回城里给婆婆看，又把留下来的食物给婆婆吃。
Okay, you can see the different, the contemporary version, verse 8, she looked the grain back into town. She took and showed her mother-in-law how much she had gathered. She also gave her the food left over from the meal.
所以专门留出来一些食物带给婆婆吃，这才是路德的德行，是不是
？It's not the leftover from her, but she eats those extra food on the table. She took over.
所以当婆婆拿阿米看到路德带回家那么多的麦子，确切的讲，她是一个什么样的感觉？喜出望外吗？还是不敢相信这事情怎么会发生？
So if you were Naomi, what would be your reaction when you saw such a 30 pounds of grain?
那刚才两个孩子的表演可能稍微有一些夸张。
The young lady's performance, of course, may be a little bit exaggerated.
再从经文的字面来看，拿俄米首先想到的可能不是路德他多么能干。
From the Bible verses, I believe that the first reaction of Naomi probably was not how capable her daughter-in-law was.
我们可以想象，当路德早晨出门的时候，拿俄米恐怕不会抱太大的希望，虽然嘴巴上说女儿你去吧。
So when Ruth went out in the morning, Naomi probably was thinking that she could not help much grain to be collected back.
Naomi 心中一定会有担忧，一个外邦女子又是寡妇，何以不遭人欺负呢？
And we can reasonably imagine that Naomi must be worrying about her daughter-in-law because she is a foreigner.
因为路德记的故事发生在士师时代的初期，以色列人中的败坏不断地传出来。
Because that was the era of the judges, and it was a very corrupted time in Israel.
所以Naomi一定有所耳闻。
So Naomi must have heard about the bad situation before she came back to her hometown.
但是万般无奈，他们要生活，要糊口。
But there's no other alternatives. They have to find food to eat.
所以让路德在这个时候外出捡麦穗，是在这个季节唯一他们能够糊口的一个办法。
And to glean or collecting the leftover in the field is the only way that those two ladies could do.
或许拿俄米已经准备了一大堆安慰的话，来等着委屈哭泣的路德回来。
Maybe Naomi has prepared a lot of the words of comfort in order to.Comfort Ruth when she came back with bad stories.
可是眼前的景象让拿俄米跌破了眼镜。
But this really came as a surprise, this result.
她既兴奋，但是呢，更多的可能是惊讶。
Obviously, she was excited to see so many grain collected, but she must also came as a big surprise.
因为他无论如何可能不会想到这是路德是多么能干。
Because this is beyond her comprehension. How can a young lady collect so many leftover grain?
仅仅一天的功夫，他怎么能捡到当时相当于一个男工多长时间？半个月的劳动报酬啊。
Because it was...No one could expect that within one day a young lady could collect those leftover grain that is worth half amounts of men's wages.
但是经文这里边告诉我们，拿俄米虽然他惊讶，但是呢，他嘴里说出来那句话是什么呀？愿上帝赐福给关爱你的人。
However, Naomi, though surprised, she said.May God bless the man who took an interest in you.
这就是真正相信神的人，长辈对年轻人予以充分信任的一个楷模。
So this is a example, a good example for those elder people who really trust in Lord, and this is the right reaction that they give.When they see the younger people did something.
因为在拿俄米的头脑的知识中，他一定知道一个女人一天能捡多少麦子。
Because in her mind, she Naomi could expect how much of grains that a woman can collect from the leftover in the field.
如果他不怀疑路德就那么一岁一岁捡一天能捡30磅麦子的话，那才算奇怪了。
Because it's very extraordinary for a lady who could collect 30 pounds a day.
但是，不正常的事情发生，一定有它背后的原因。
But those unexpected or extraordinary things happen must have its reason.
所以拿俄米心存疑虑，但是嘴巴上一丁点都没有流露。
So although she had a lot of questions in her mind, but Naomi did not reveal anything.
她脱口而出的是一句祝福的话。
Rather, she replied with a word of blessing.
我们在座的，当爸爸妈妈、当爷爷奶奶的，有没有遇到在自己孩子身上而发生非正常事情的时候，脱口而出的是埋怨与责备？有没有？
So for us who are parents or even grandparents, when you see something extraordinary happen to your children, did you utter immediately reply with untrusting complaints or rebuking?
大家知道吗？如果我们对孩子的埋怨或者责备是因为对他们的误解而造成的委屈，
If you did this because of misunderstanding, it could be a big mistake.
造成的委屈，造成的伤害，就像刚才那两个孩子所表演的那样。
Just like what the two young ladies performed,The reaction, because of misunderstanding, you might have hurt, created a big hurt.
这种伤害会在他们的头脑中深深的扎根，甚至在他的一生都挥之不去。
And that bad impression in their mind could cause, it could take a whole life to forget.
所以我们要学习拿俄米，因着相信神。因着爱神而表现出来的大智若愚那样一个境界。
Therefore, we, parents or grandparents need to learn from Naomi to have that kind of faith, to God, and we have that wisdom to react to extraordinary things that happen to the children.
所以当我们对孩子有怀疑有疑问的时候，最好的办法祷告求神让我们给孩子一条出路，让他自己讲出来。
So when we face these unusual circumstances, probably the best way is that we pray first and pray God that our children will talk about it voluntarily by themselves.
那现在就是让我们为刚才两个孩子的提醒式的表演鼓鼓掌好不好？
The young ladies for their excellent performance.
好，那下面我们就从路德记二章19节的下半部分到22节来认识一个富于洞见的拿俄米。
Next, let's continue to examine.This Naomi, who is full of insight and wisdom.
路德记二章十九节下半部分，路德就告诉婆婆说：“我今日在一个名叫巴斯的人那里做工。”拿俄米对儿妇说：“愿那人蒙耶和华赐福，因为他不断的恩待活人死人。”拿俄米又说：“那是我们本族的人，是一个至近的亲属。”
So verse 19, it says.Then Ruth told her mother-in-law about the one at whose place she had been working. The name of the man I work with today is Boaz, she said. The Lord blessed him. Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead. She added, That man is our close relative. He is one of our kinsmen redeemers.
路德不愧为一个智慧的女子。你看婆婆虽然两次在追问她说你在哪里拾的麦穗你在哪里做工啊
So Ruth, is indeed a wise person. She knows that her mother-in-law was, urgently asking her, where did you collect those, grains? Where did you work?
她心里明白婆婆想了解是谁对他们这么的照顾
？But Ruth knew that Naomi really cared. Is who get Ruth such a big favor?
所以他直接回答婆婆说：“我今日在一个名叫波阿斯的那个人他那儿做工。
”So Ruth said bluntly that I work in the field of Boaz.
你看，听完路德的回答之后，婆婆紧接着又说。愿那人蒙耶和华赐福。
Then, Naomi said, "May that person be blessed by the Lord."
读到这里呢，我们可能有两个问题来讨论。
So here we may have two questions that we can discuss.
第一个问题就是一个穷困潦倒的人为一个富裕的大财主祝福的问题。
The first question is, how come a poor man can, a poor lady can bless such a wealthy person like Boaz.
当我们驾车在一个十字路口，在等待绿灯的时候，顺手给了旁边一个无家可归的人一些钢镚零钱。
It's just like when you drove close to a big intersection, and sometimes you saw poor people asking for money or donation, and you just give them some pennies.
或者给的多一点，几块钱、十块、八块钱。
Or some petty cash.
对方常常会说 God bless you, 愿神赐福你。
And they usually reply, God bless you.
那面对这样的祝福，我们的感受会是怎么样
？So when we receive such a blessing from a poorer man than us,
我们愿意接受这样的人的祝福吗
？Would you like to receive that benediction or blessing from This type of people that are poorer than you.
我们心中会否说你还是为你自己祝福吧，求神帮助你摆脱困境吧，还为我祝福呢
？Maybe we are response is that hey, take care of yourself first.
箴言十四章二十一节，藐视邻舍的，这人有罪。怜悯贫穷的，这人有福。
Proverbs 14, He that despises his neighbor sins, but he that has mercy on the poor, happy is he.
在当今社会，许多时候人们认定贫穷是因为穷人不争气。
Today it's very common that we blame the poor people because of yourself, they don't work hard enough.
那实际上当我们头脑中有这种想法的时候呢最容易使我们对穷人产生吝啬和硬心。
It is very common that this harden make our heart harden.
而不肯慷慨解囊。
And we become, we are not willing to donate.
实际上许多时候谈不上慷慨几个钢镚几个零钱
And usually even you give them some small cash it's really not generous
我们是否会借着种种的理由来轻视穷人
Is that true that we usually use different excuses to despise the poor?
甚至在那一刹那间，我们在头脑里边纠结他穷是什么原因。
Or maybe at that moment when the poor approach you to your window.
在新约圣经中，主耶稣举了一个最典型的穷人和富人的例子。那个穷人叫什么
in New Testament, Jesus used a typical example of the rich versus the poor.
那个穷人孩子叫靠逃犯过日子的拉撒路。
Who is that poor kid? That is the beggar, Lazarus.
那请问，逃犯的拉撒路和亚伯拉罕，他们所信的是不是同一个神？
Lazarus and Abraham, don't they believe in the same God?
神听不听穷人的祷告？
Does God listen to the prayers from the poor?
我们再来看一节经文，《申命记》十五章十一节。原来那地上的穷人永不断绝，所以我吩咐你说，总要向你地上困苦穷乏的弟兄松开手。
So here we have this recital, Deuteronomy 15. There will always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed toward your brothers and toward the poor and needy in your land.
这是第一个问题。那第二个问题呢？就是在二十节的经文中，拿阿米说，因为他不断的恩待活人、死人，这个他指的是谁？
The second question we can look at is what Naomi said to Ruth in verse 20. The Lord blessed him, Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, He has not stopped showing His kindness to the living and the dead.
历世历代以来，人们对这个他基本上有两大观点。
So who is quote he over here, and that raised a debate over the generations?
那有一个观点认为这个他指的就是伯阿斯。
One school of thinking thinks that this he refers to Boaz.
因为他提到在前面一章八节的时候，愿耶和华恩待你们，像你们恩待已死去的人和我们一样，是说他两个儿媳妇的。
So because the passage before that, it mentioned Boaz and how they helped.
所以在这里，愿那人蒙耶和华赐福，因为他不断恩待活人和死人，一定是说的那个人。所以波阿斯恩待活人和死人。
This school of thinking thinks that it's Boaz who showed the kindness to the living and the dead.
那第二种观点呢，是比较传统的解释，现在一般学的都那么认为，说这里的他呢，是指耶和华。
The second view sees that he means the Lord himself, and this is probably the majority of the traditional interpretation, and it's also most of the contemporary scholars' perspective.
所以这是最新的一本，现在中文译本和 Today's English Version 说，愿上主赐福给伯阿斯，上主始终对活着和死了的人信实仁慈。
Such as this most contemporary Chinese interpretation, it means the Lord himself.
那接下来呢，拿俄米又补充说了一句话，说那是我们本族的人，是一个至近的亲属。
Then Naomi continued or added, saying that that man Boaz is our close relative. He is one of our kinsmen redeemers.
大家注意，在经文里面，如果出现至近的亲属的时候，它有特别的意义。
Let's pay attention over here. The close relative. This has a special meaning in the Old Testament.
它的实质的意思呢，是救赎者。
The real meaning of that word is redeemer.
那在我们的概念里面，救赎是赎什么呀？
What
应该是赎罪，是不是？在我们的概念中。
So most of us, redeem means redeem your sins.
那实际在这里呢，救赎者是赎产业，是赎人。
But actually, here in the context, the redeem is to redeem the heritage.
所以可以叫它叫 至亲的亲属事件就是熟业的至亲，或者是可代赎的亲人。
You know, this is a relative who can, redeem or take over that inheritance.
这是以色列家庭律法中的一个特别的名称，至亲的亲属。
And this is a special law for family in Israel.
是指家族中有责任、履行义务的人。
It refers to those particular persons in a big family that they have this responsibility to fulfill some duties.
你比如说，亲属中有的人贫穷而卖出去一部分产业，那这个亲属呢，有责任把这个产业赎回来。
For example, some relatives who are so poor that they have to sell their property that they inherited from their forefathers. So this redeemer has to buy back that property and give it to the poor family.
那当时呢，有的以色列他们亲属中有人因为贫穷把自己卖给别人做工了，那这个亲属呢就有权利把这个人也赎回来。
Sometimes, if the poor in the big family, the poor does not even have property to sell. They sell themselves to be slaves. Therefore, those wealthy relatives can use money to buy back this person so that this relative become free.
另外第三项义务呢，就是要娶兄弟的遗孀，生下了第一个孩子，归到兄弟的名下，为他保留产业。
The third one is that, if it's a brother, the deceased brother, the brother who is living and wealthy, need to marry the widow of the deceased brother.So that they can have children, and this firstborn child, firstborn boy, can inherit, take back the inheritance.
这就是拿阿米所说的，神为以色列人制定了这样的律法，恩待活人和死人。
And this is what Naomi said that this, he is kind and blessed.Living and the dead.
但是路德似乎对这个至近的亲属他背后的意义并不明白。
But Ruth may not be familiar with those Israel laws because she came from a foreign country.
如果他明白的话，最起码他会说，哦，难怪他波阿斯让我跟在他的工人后面捡麦穗。
So if Ruth understood that,She might, then she would not be surprised at what Boaz had done to her.
难怪他故意让他的工人从麦壳里边抽出来扔在地上让我捡。难怪我又没有帮他干活，他让我又是吃又是喝的。
She now probably understands why Boaz asked her servants to even take out the harvest and drop it on the ground.So Ruth can pick it up because it left over. Or how come Boaz allow her to eat the bread and even can use the bread to touch the vinegar?
所以路德对这个至近的亲属没有反应，而是继续在平铺直叙地说，摩押女子路德说，她对我说，你要紧随我的仆人失去麦穗，只等到他们收完了我的庄稼。这是第二十一节。
And that is what verse 21 says. And Ruth and the Moab said, He even said to me, Stay with my workers until they finish harvesting all my grain.
说着无心，听着有意。玛米赶紧又说，女儿啊，你跟着他的使女出去，不要叫人遇见你在别人田间，这才为好。
So Ruth may not just easily say the truth of what she had observed, but Naomi thought about something, therefore she immediately told Ruth, verse 22, saying that It's good, my daughter, that you go out with Boaz the maid, that they meet you there. So you will collect the grain in their field. Do not go to other people's field.
那俄米为什么说不叫人遇见你在别人田间？
Why did Naomi told Ruth not to go to other people's field?
这是什么意思？我们看现代中文译本。拿俄米对路德说：“是啊，女儿，你最好在伯阿斯的田里跟女工一起。要是你到别人的田里去，恐怕会被欺负。”
Because she, Naomi, was afraid that Ruth might be molested if she goes to other people's field.
这是什么意思 ？Molested.
What is molested?
所以这个 molested 的这个意思更明显，是不是？被调戏。那综合这两种的版本，是否可以这样来理解第二十二节的经文
？So with those two different versions of interpretation, we can come to this understanding.
拿俄米对路德说：“女儿啊，别忘了你的摩亚人的身份。你听我的话，第一，你呀、要和伯阿斯的使女们约好了一起出门；第二呢。”你只能在伯阿斯的田地里拾取麦穗，其他任何人的田间你都不要去，这样呢才能够保证你安安全全的。
In other words, Naomi is very cautious and also want to tell Ruth, be careful. Don't forget that you are a Moab, you are a foreigner. You come to this country that is very hostile to foreigners. So therefore,You had better go out together at the same time with Boaz's maid, and you never leave his field, otherwise you will be harmed.
所以看到路德第一天的收获之后，拿俄米可能在心中在想了，会有第三项建议给路德。伯阿斯是我们至近的亲属，他有义务照顾我们的。
So Naomi came to the understanding.And might give Ruth the third suggestion that Boaz is one of our close relatives. Therefore, he has the responsibility to take care of us.
路德记二章二十三节，我们再来看魅力不衰的拿俄米。
Let's continue to see Naomi has that undiminished charm.
二十三节，于是路德与伯阿斯的使女常在一处拾取麦穗，直到收完了大麦和小麦，路德仍与婆婆同住。
Verse 23 says, So Ruth stayed close to the servant girls of Boaz to glean until the barley and wheat harvest were finished.
以色列地区收割麦子的日子是在两个节期之间。
Those harvests are between two festivals.
收割大麦呢是在逾越节的时候，大概呢是在公历的四五月期间。
The barley became ripe in the days around the festival of Passover, and that is today, corresponding to today's calendar, April to May.
接下来到了五六月间。也就是在七夕节、五旬节的时候，又开始收小麦。
Then one month later is the wheat. The wheat come to harvest, and that is about the time of Pentecost.
那虽然在麦收的季节，婆媳二人得到了伯阿斯的特别的照顾，基本生活所需的口粮暂时得到了解决。
So in those two.In those harvest seasons, obviously the two ladies had no trouble finding food because of Boaz.
但以后的日子怎么过呀？面对未来两个寡妇的归宿，他们的出路在哪里？
But what? How about the rest of the year? How can they collect enough food?
路德仍与婆婆同住。那或许我们会问：拿俄米，一个孤老太太。以什么样的魅力而吸引住路德不离开她的婆婆
verse 23, the second half says, and Ruth lived with her mother-in-law continuously.
那这个答案呢?
We wonder what was the reason that attract or keep Ruth continuously living with her mother-in-law.
这个答案会在第三章之后慢慢地揭开。
This will be reviewed, in the following chapters.
根据家庭辅导的相关资料显示，在所有的家庭关系中，最难的是什么事情？就是能把婆媳关系搞好是最不容易的事情。
In family counseling, one of the toughest issues is the issue between mother-in-law and the wife.
那些好不容易熬成婆婆的老人们聚在一起熟了之后呢，谈论最多的议题就是儿媳妇的长长短短。
When ladies grow, become the older generation, when they got together, the most common topic that they were talking about is about the good or bad of their daughter-in-law.
同样，即便是在美国这个生活环境中，年轻的媳妇们提到婆婆的时候，都是那种嘲讽的笑话式的谈论。
And you may say that, you know, that issue is very common in Chinese culture, but in the U.S., in general, the relationship between mother-in-law and the wife is not, is usually a topic of mocking.
那今天的经文呢，让我们看到拿俄米和路德他们婆媳之间的关系展现的更多的是相互的体贴，相互的关爱。
But here we see the opposite in the relationship between Naomi and Ruth.
尤其是建立这种婆媳关系的，我们可以称他是个佼佼者，就是展现出富于洞见力的，犹如夕阳晚霞般绚丽色彩生命的显示者，那个老婆婆。
We can really learn a lot of the wisdom from Naomi.
大智若愚的拿俄米，富于洞见的拿俄米，魅力不衰的拿俄米。
He may not appear that wise, but she may not appear that wise, but she indeed has a lot of the insights.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
恩主慈爱的巴父，感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语圣经。
Father, we thank you for your precious words in the Bible.
让我们的生命有方向，让我们的生命有榜样，让我们的生命有教训。
So that our life has direction and has encouragement and has good instructions.
愿主您带领我们的脚踪，赐福我们在主您里边的感动。
Lord, we ask you to bless our path that we are going to walk.
愿主您的圣灵与我们同在。
May your spirit be with us to help us.
这样的感谢祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.